It's time for the weekend box office countdown, brought to you by Movie Gnome, and we start from the bottom up. Jonah Hill's directorial debut, mid-90s, was barely in sync with the countdown, because if you blink 182, you might miss it at number 10. Tiffany Haddish's Night School is hot for teacher and number 9. Smallfoot is getting even smaller, shrinking from last week's 7 to number 8. Ryan Gosling's First Man has lost its notebook and its 5th position on the countdown, falling to number 7. The Hate U Give isn't hating being number 6 for a second week in a row. Gerard Butler's Hunter Killer isn't exactly killing it, only debuting on the countdown at number 5. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween, is haunting number 4 for a second week. Marvel's Venom fell in love at first bite with number 3. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born is number 2 for a 4th consecutive week. It's almost like it was born this way. And finally, Jamie Lee Curtis's Halloween 2018 is slashing box office records and murdering its countdown competition. For a second week, it keeps its stranglehold on number 1. If you've seen any of the movies on this week's countdown, call in a review and give it 1 to 5 gnomes. Thanks for listening to the weekend box office countdown, brought to you by Movie Gnome.
Kevin, I saw A Star Is Born last night. Yes, I did. 2 thumbs up. I loved it. Bradley Cooper was amazing. Lady Gaga was amazing. And you know who else I was really impressed with, as always, is Sam Elliott. He did such a great job of being the big brother to Bradley Cooper's character, Jack. I loved it. And Bradley Cooper, okay, if you're wondering what kind of music I like, because nobody asked me that, I like good old-fashioned rock and roll and the kind of music that Bradley Cooper was singing in A Star Is Born. That is my kind of music. I have a feeling you like the kind of stuff the Lady Gaga character Allie was playing in the movie. That's okay. It takes all of us. And by the way, I love Barbara KB's comments on the Kindergarten Teacher movie. Love it. Thanks for the heads up.
Maria, thanks for the call in. It's always great to hear from you. So, let's talk A Star Is Born. Shockingly enough, you're not the only one loving this movie. It has a 90% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and an 84% liked it audience score. If that doesn't give you an idea just how well this movie is doing, it has been number 2 for the last 4 weeks in a row. And with a surprisingly small major studio budget, it only cost $36 million to make. It has made over $148 million so far, and it is going strong. And Bradley Cooper, apparently other people like his rock and roll style, because the soundtrack to A Star Is Born is number 1, and it's been number 1 for the last 2 weeks. Maria, thanks for talking movies on Gnome Alone Radio. If your candy apples aren't as sweet as they used to be, and your jack-o'-lantern has lost its, dentally challenged grin, 5-star rated podcast TV Channeling's Halloween Spooktacular will help you get your boo back. My co-host, anchor favorite Tachi, and I, with the help of special guest YouTuber Anthony Toneshow Nunez, will stuff your goodie bag with scary, spooky, and fun haunted holiday must-sees. Listen as we conjure up our top 5 movie and TV Halloween watch list by the light of the blood moon. So let TV Channeling help you get your boo back so you can be booed up this Halloween. Click on the link if you dare. Why the hell did I eat the apple that wicked witch gave me? That bitch is just jealous. Her magic mirror said that I was the funniest one of all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.